You're listening to 88.1 WHOV, the essence of Hampton University. The Scripps Howard News Watch starts right now.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, October 25th, and this is your smooth 88.1 news update. I'm Leandra Head.
And I'm Devon Moore. Taking a look locally, Hampton police responded to gunshots heard near Haverford Court that arrived to a 21-year-old man and woman found shot and wounded. One of the victims suffered from single gunshots, and the other victim was slightly injured. Officers say that the man and woman were taken to the hospital and are expected to recover. The cause of the incident is still unclear and police are investigating. In other news, in Virginia Beach, a recovery center is now open to help people who were affected by Hurricane Matthew. Over the past weekend, residents of the Waypoint community were forced from their homes due to asbestos exposure. The recovery center will assist residents in taking the next steps to gathering supplies and needs. The shelter is going to be open until 7 p.m. Thursday at the Church of Holy Apostles near Waypoint Apartments.
Taking a look at national news, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton closes the gap among male voters with opponent Donald Trump. Male voters report their support for the former Secretary of State at 44% to Trump's 41%. This comes in as a major swing to Clinton's campaign as Trump once significantly carried male voters. Clinton leads overall nationally in a 46-38% lead, according to an ABC poll released today. In other news, a rise in insurance premiums will soon appear in 2017 once President Obama's Affordable Health Care Act is fully put into law. Insurance premiums will go up by more than 20%. Only 10 million Americans will be affected by President Obama's Affordable Health Care Act, and premiums they pay will vary state by state. Republican candidate Donald Trump tweeted today at 11:30 a.m. saying, "Obamacare is a disaster. Time to repeal and replace." Now taking a look at our weather with Sydney Bland.
It's finally starting to feel like fall in Hampton Roads. The sun was out today, but a light jacket was still needed. Currently, it's 61 degrees outside with winds at 6 miles per hour. Tonight, the temperature will drop to a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow, expect another mostly sunny day, but prepare to bundle up as the high will be 59 degrees with winds at 8 miles per hour. This is Sydney Bland with your weather.
Now on to your WHOV sports update. Last night during Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans fell to the Denver Broncos 27-9. Brandon Marshall, a linebacker for the Broncos, suffered a leg injury and his return is questionable. In regards to the Week 8 power rankings, the New England Patriots rank number 1, with the Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings right behind in 2nd and 3rd respectively. The Cubs and the Indians go at it tonight for Game 1 of the World Series at 8 p.m. The Cubs haven't won the World Series since 1908, and the Indians have not won a title since 1948. This matchup will put an end to at least one of the longest championship droughts in baseball. Tonight, TNT will kick off the NBA season with a doubleheader, starting with the Knicks playing the Cavs at 7:30 p.m. and the Spurs and the Golden State Warriors at 10:30 p.m. As the season begins, critics are ranking the Golden State Warriors at number 1 with the Cavaliers and the Spurs at a close 2nd and 3rd. I'm Whitney Bronson with your WHOV sports update. Now on to Alexis with your entertainment.
Thanks, Whitney. Tika Sumter, off of the hit Tyler Perry show, The Have and Have Nots, has given birth to her very first baby girl named Ella Lauren. Now, although she has not released any photos or details, I'm positive she is beautiful. Tika first announced her pregnancy back in August while promoting Southside With You with John Legend, even though she was showing months prior to the announcement on social media. Tika kept her secret for so long because she wanted to experience every moment of her pregnancy by herself without everyone in her business. As of today, there is still no official date on when the Have and Have Nots next season will appear, but it should be soon. That's all I have for you today. Back to you.
Thanks, Alexis, for entertainment. I'm Leandra Head.
And I'm Devon Moore. Join us tomorrow for another look at your WHOV weather, business, news, and sports. Have a good evening.